current state on 90.5 WKAR. Follow us on Twitter at KAR Current State. Email us at currentstate@wkar.org. Michigan State University officials have announced a plan to help out the state's 43,000 prisoners. The university's College of Human Medicine will collaborate with the Michigan Department of Corrections in an effort to share the school's expertise and resources toward promoting prisoner health. Across the country, the prison population is aging. It also includes many who did not have access to basic health services prior to sentencing. Among other things, the collaboration will include creation of a health care model geared to the prison population with an emphasis on education and prevention. Here to tell us more is the Dean of MSU's College of Human Medicine, Dr. Marcia Rapley. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Good morning.
Is there a consensus, Dr. Rapley, that Michigan prisoners are underserved now with regard to their health and medical needs?
Well, generally, we think of prison populations across the nation as underserved in that, as you stated in your introduction, so many of them had difficulty with access to health care prior to sentencing. And then they will be in prison, some of them, for quite a long time. They will age in prison, and these problems will continue to exist. And if we don't get a handle on them with a preventive focus, they will get worse before we have an opportunity to intervene.
But is there a glaring deficiency in the services that are available to Michigan prisoners now?
No, I don't think we're about trying to fix a horrible problem. We're really working with the Michigan Department of Corrections to take a new vision for prison health care, a population-based approach, looking at evidence-based medicine, bringing the best practices in medicine to the prison population. In Michigan, it's over 43,000 people, and they have diabetes, they have hypertension, they have all kinds of chronic conditions that could really benefit from an approach where we start from the beginning, from education, and we look at systematically how symptoms are evaluated and diagnoses are made, and then how treatments are implemented within the prison. I think the really important part of this is to be aware that 90% of our prisoners will be discharged back into the community, and so establishing a link for these folks to continue their health care once they return to the community has been extraordinarily difficult, and we hope to be looking at improving that continuity of care during prison and after prison.
Can you talk to us about the particular resources that the College of Human Medicine will bring to this project?
Well, we have some talented faculty whose work is really in preventive medicine and takes a very public health perspective towards the practice of medicine. And so it's that expertise we're bringing to collaborate with the Department of Corrections and helping them think through this vision for the prison population of population-based health management. And also then helping them in searching for physicians and educating their professional development for their staff around all of these concepts.
I know that a couple of particular features of this collaboration include the creation of a health and disease management approach to correctional health care. That sounds more proactive. What is involved in this management approach?
Well, you're absolutely right. The intent is to become proactive. So rather than waiting for people to develop symptoms of diabetes ad hoc, kind of, you know, one at a time, so to speak, there can be a surveillance about, well, there can be education first so that people understand their own health and what their symptoms mean. And then there can be surveillance for the kinds of things that suggest people might either be developing diabetes or having problems with their current diabetes. So that we get ahead of the ball here, we're not waiting until a person needs to be taken to the hospital to have the appropriate diagnosis and services for their condition. Rather, we're catching these things at the point in time where we can manage them much more effectively.
We're talking with Dr. Marcia Rapley, who is the Dean of the College of Human Medicine here at Michigan State University. We're talking about a new collaborative effort between the College of Human Medicine and the Department of Corrections in the state of Michigan to assist Michigan's prison population. What about the costs here, Dr. Rapley? Is this entirely taxpayer funded, or does it require additional expenditures outside of the Department of Corrections budget or MSU's budget?
Well, this is done within our budgets. We all have to work within our budgets, from our households to our institutions. But really, the intent here is to reduce the cost. So we know that when we respond to medical emergencies that could have been prevented, when we're transporting a prisoner who is very sick with perhaps a very high blood sugar that could have been prevented, there's a tremendous cost in that for the prison population, as well as for the health systems that provide care for these people. So if we are in this preventive mode, if we are looking to get ahead of the ball, as we talked about earlier, then perhaps we can be reducing the cost of health care and really redirecting those dollars to improving the health of our prison population rather than responding after the fact to their ill health.
In the press release announcing this collaboration, you suggested that assisting the prison population could have benefits for the whole state, for the public at large. How exactly?
Yes, I actually feel pretty strongly about that. We often imagine that we exist in these different sort of groups or populations or pockets of diversity, but there's a great deal that we have in common. And when we look at people who are currently in prison, understanding how they interacted with the healthcare system before they came to prison, what their needs are while they're in prison, and establishing the connections that will help them to remain healthy, to be employable, to make contributions back to society. That is going to help us understand the very complicated needs of people who are not in prison, because those lessons will be transferred to any group of people who've been somewhat disenfranchised or perhaps not had good access to health care for a long period of time.
Dr. Marcia Rapley is the Dean of MSU's College of Human Medicine. We've been talking about a new initiative in collaboration with the Michigan Department of Corrections. Marcia, thank you very much. Good luck.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.